for you then.
Prolific rainfall totals
here for you now.
Thanks, guys.
It only takes one storm.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
There's more time.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're staying on top of what is still Hurricane Milton, leaving the east coast of Florida a few hours ago, still at winds 85 miles an hour, and the storm moving northeast at 18 miles an hour. It doesn't appear like it is going to be a threat to any landmass anytime soon, and that is definitely good news. More updates, more information coming your way. In fact, let's touch base right now with Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. We're doing well this morning.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, what are the issues? We know, you know, power, flooding. What reports are you getting in, I guess, both from your the citizens and, of course, from your people on the ground?
Well, Bob, we fared fairly well in Alachua County since late yesterday afternoon. We had only about 29 calls with wires down or hazardous flooding here in Alachua County. We still have about a little over 6,600 residents without power as daylight approaches and citizens get out. If there's any other reports, I'm sure we'll get receive those. But so far, it looks like we did really well in this part of the state.
Well, that's great news. And then I guess we just want to caution everybody as you are getting up. Everybody is inquisitive. They want to assess the damage to their properties. Just use extra care. There could be down power lines. And once you realize that is the case, I would immediately put it in reverse and get back in the home and make sure you call the authorities, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. You got down power lines, other hazardous conditions, please dial 911, report those so we can get the appropriate staff utilities out to address those issues. And we still have to be concerned. You know, our ground is still saturated, so there's still a possibility of trees coming down. So may ask our citizens to still pay particular attention to that. And obviously, we got a lot of folks. Got about 565 still in shelters here in Alachua County. A lot of those from out of town, as they get up and start moving about and perhaps heading south, you know, allow them to get to the gas stations, get fuel, and sort of start making their way back home. If we don't have to be on the roads, our citizens here in Alachua County.
Yeah, Alachua County has a great systems of creeks and such, but they can kind of, well, the pass is easily overwhelmed in some places. Do you know what the status is of some of the creeks? You think we're going to be okay? Because I understand we haven't seen the worst of it in terms of volume of water and these creeks rising.
Oh, absolutely. I think as the days come, those creeks will continue to rise. We expect that. And quite frankly, reports that we expect some of that from Helene, even, that will be making it way south. So we ask folks to use extreme caution when they're going over creeks and those type of roadways as well. You know, we fared well here, but our friends down in St. Lucie County, not so much. I had the opportunity to talk to Sheriff Pearson around 8 last night when they came through, and I'm sure you've probably seen some of the reports. They have substantial damage to the sheriff's administration building, their fleet building down there. Some tornadoes that touched down, this ravage, I understand from talking to the sheriffs, some communities, and they're still cutting their way through to check on their citizens and check on survivors down in St. Lucie County.
Yeah, man, look, law enforcement and other state services, everybody's real good about helping each other out, and we know that, and you were at Big Bend and had some folks there. Anything locally in terms of law enforcement issues, meaning any kind of looting or break-ins or anything like that that we could be aware of?
No reports of those thus far, and we thank our citizens for that, and hopefully that ought to continue. And, of course, what we'll do this morning, now that we've are fairly comfortable that we have dodged a bullet here in Alachua County, we'll get staff prepared to go south to help the fellow sheriffs and the fellow Floridians down south in southwest Florida.
So now we enter the cleanup phase for the mess that Milton left behind. What role does law enforcement have in making sure that that's done in an orderly way?
Well, safety and security is always first and foremost, but secondarily to make sure that we get those crews that's coming in to help safely to those areas. So we'll give them priority traffic to make sure the roadways are clear, make sure we direct them around, you know, utility crews, our National Guard, other law enforcement. Those will get priority. And, of course, our hospitals, those type of systems that provide life-saving efforts. So we'll assist, you know, all over the state of Florida in any way that we can to make sure that we take care of those things that potentially cause life-threatening issues first.
Well, we always appreciate the information you have to share with us. Sheriff Emery Ganey, the sheriff of Alachua County. And so I guess all things considered, at least for our area, things are looking pretty good, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, looking very well. So thankful that, again, we did well.
Well, take care. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, thank you. It is 8:12. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And when Milton did make landfall right near Siesta Key, winds were 120 miles an hour. Mm. And this thing, you know, tore across the state, and it's already came out the other side. So you've still got what's officially a hurricane, 85-mile-an-hour winds, and it's traveling northeast at 18 miles an hour, but doesn't look like it's going to be able to exert any more harm on the mainland of Florida. And that's a good thing, because I'm sure it already has. We will follow up and look at reports coming out of Southwest Florida. You also have the East Coast, like the sheriff alluded to, Port St. Lucie and St. Lucie County. 36 reports of tornadoes. We know that there were fatalities tied to that. And a lot of those were, like, not necessarily, shall we say, in the path of the hurricane, but they were spurned off on that lower quadrant that was like the dirty side, the southeastern quadrant, because the direction of the storm was going more across the state than what we've seen before, where it ends up taking a northeasterly track. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons why you had that. And then you've had a ton of rain. In fact, CNN is reporting that Milton has dropped about 16 inches of rain on St. Petersburg, representing a more than 1-in-1,000-year rainfall.
Wow.
For the area. That's right.
That's a lot of water.
So it's real. I mean, you talk about 100-year flood. This is a 1,000-year flood, theoretically. Meanwhile, deaths were reported, like I said, in St. Lucie County after a tornado tore through a mobile home retirement community. And this hit, yeah, it was a Cat 3 when it hit Siesta Key. But thankfully, it is gone and moving away from the east coast of Florida off the shoreline there. And people are seeing the sun come out, assessing damage.
Man.
Please be careful. Power lines could be down. That you won't get a second chance on. And as you get a lot of rainfall, sometimes the critters, including the little snakes.
Oh, yeah.
Like to look for higher ground.
Gators.
Yeah.
All those things you don't want to surprise when you walk into a house full of water that you haven't been in for a day or so.
Yeah, that especially would
that'd be
not
scary.
Be. No. Now that just kind of kills the whole.
It really does.
Yeah. 8:45. When it is 8:45, we'll talk to Senator Rick Scott. That's about 30 minutes from right now. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast, always available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Trying to get a handle on how Tampa Bay fared. We'll dig into that in a minute. It's 8:20, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. 8:45, we'll connect with Senator Rick Scott. 9:05, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. And we'll try to get the latest information that we all need. And then you are a source of information for the rest of us as well. You know, what did you see? What are you seeing now? What are you experiencing now? Anything that's, you know, far out of the norm? Any major roadways that you're aware of that are blocked either by trees or by flooding? You can let us know that as well. Simple reminder, check up on some of those neighbors, especially those that you know have special needs or are elderly. Make sure they're staying hydrated. That's, yeah, one of the main things that happens with age. You don't feel thirsty, but you need to take in fluids anyway. Tampa Bay area, mom, four kids rescued from rising water in Lakeland. And the wind tears parts of the roof off of Tropicana Field. We had mentioned that earlier. St. Pete without water after Hurricane Milton. Part of the reason is they shut down the lift stations on purpose, at least temporarily. But that should be up and operating, I believe, within 24 hours, if not sooner. Yeah, so you've got some updates, and I'm going to check on and see what I can find out about the Sarasota area in particular, because that is where Milton made landfall last night. And joining us right now on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Ocala Bill, good morning. How did you do?
Bob, good morning, brother. We fare well up here in Bellevue, man, where I live. We didn't lose power. We still got power this morning. Bunch of limbs down in my front yard. The roads look pretty clear. You know, it doesn't look too bad. But I'm actually on my way to Tampa right now, man. My dad lives in Lutz, and he's got a tree down on my mom's car. No power. So, you know, and he's got Parkinson's, so I got to go down and help Pops out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You're a good son, and I'm sure they appreciate that very much. Yeah, I think that area, you know, Tampa Bay, I think, for the most part, at least to the northern part, had, like, water pulled out of it,
right,
at least at some point.
Right.
And so what did all that water do? Kind of churn all the way around and push its way up toward into the Sarasota area and stuff like that? Yeah, it's, yeah, I don't think that we, of course, some of the worst hit areas are ones you're going to get some of the last videos, photos, and reports from. But we do, we hope for the best. I know Venice, which is in Sarasota County, but at the south, the further south, and police are asking residents to, you know, to stay put. And don't get out there on the roads right now. And that's pretty much, I guess, a general universal thing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got more than 2 million without power across Tampa Bay. That story is a little over an hour old. I know some areas have been restored. Like I said, my daughter living in Carrollwood, they did not lose power, which was a pleasant surprise, I'm sure. On that level, and
we are seeing a lot. Obviously, it's a bigger county, but we're seeing a lot more damage in Marion County. I think they had more wind than Alachua County did. Summerfield, you've got some trees down. Ocklawaha, trees down, and even you know, some intersections where you're dealing with in Ocala itself. So there's not an area that you don't need to be attentive in. We'll put it that way this morning.
Yeah, and we'll get more information and word from down there in Southwest Florida. Obviously, you know, everybody's got some connections to that area, mm-hmm. whereas family, friends, or vacationing, memories, what have you. So, you know, we're talking, you know, Boca Grande, you know, Pine Island, Matlache, Cape Coral, Fort Myers Beach, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, you know, Venice, and all those areas in between. So I'll try to get more information on how the folks fared there. And I know that the linemen are already diligently at work or on route to a lot of these areas. And I just think that it seems like the coordination continues to get better. I mean, this Governor DeSantis, I mean, you can't say enough about the way that he has, yeah, this working like a well-oiled machine with all the entities. And that is a CEO big job to to get folks to work together to coordinate when you have, you know, this big, well, the infrastructure of the state of Florida, basically.
Yeah,
it's a lot to cover, a lot of people, and I gotta tell you, it you know, and his predecessor, Governor Rick Scott,
yeah,
you know, did a fine job. In fact, we're gonna connect with now Senator Rick Scott. That'll be coming up at 8:45, and like I mentioned earlier, you know, you can call in and tell us what you're experiencing, what you're seeing, maybe what you have heard firsthand from some family members or friends in other areas. Let us know if you see that any major roadways are blocked or flooded. And don't forget to reach out to your neighbors.
Absolutely.
Make sure that they're okay. And be super careful watching your step with the possibility of power lines down. It's probably one of the biggest threats and one of the, I think it's the number one killer after storms.
Mm-hmm. I was glad to see that a lot of the tree debris, if you will, that everybody's had stacked on their front curb for the last couple of weeks, most of that seemed, and this will happen, as it sits and it dries out a little bit, it kind of like holds on to each other, if you will. And so that did not get blown around like people were concerned. My concerns when we look to the East Coast, though, or the West Coast and the Gulf, are going to be all the things like mattresses and furniture and things that were taken out a couple of weeks ago that have not been picked up. Hopefully a lot of that debris did not cause any damage.
There's always somebody at work that is a maybe a creator of drama.
And, oh, we always have.
And
yes.
Yeah, and you always scratch your head and you go, you know, with all the people that may be like losing their jobs and all that, why is this schmuck
here?
Yeah. Well, the CEO of a tech company, Automattic, that's with two T's, Automattic, Matt Mullenweg, has actually offered unhappy employees a buyout package.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're not happy? How about 30 grand or 6 months of salary to just go ahead and quit the company and never return? I mean, huh? Culling the herd.
I kind of like that idea.
Jump. Like jump ship?
Yeah, you should.
But take 30K with you.
Hey, and don't come back.
There you go.
Makes everybody else happier.
I think there might be a little message embedded in that action.
Yeah, probably so.
All right. It is 8:28, and you are listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. In about 10 minutes, we'll check in with Senator Rick Scott, of course, hails from Naples, Florida. Get a little bit of an overview there, and also, you know, a federal perspective, too, you know, with FEMA and, well, you know, some have kind of called them out about maybe not reacting quite as quickly as they could, especially for what has taken place in North Carolina related to Helene. But now we've got a major hurricane that hit the state of Florida. Milton now has left out the other side of the state. They'll still be assessing a lot of damages and stuff like that. So we'll connect with him in a little bit. Some reminders for you that happens when there is flooding. And obviously, when you're traversing in, you know, across the water, and it may be in your front lawn or whatever, but you don't know, not only if there are the creepy crawlies in there, but you also have to be careful. Any power lines that are down near that, you could be electrocuted still. And then also, if you have any open wounds, and a lot of this water is going to be contaminated, if you will. Now, maybe not stuff that's right there on your homestead, per se, but just as a general rule, and I think this is more advice maybe for people who live in larger, maybe more urban-type areas where, frankly, you don't know what the heck is in that water.
Probably don't want to know.
No.
Don't ask.
So if you're seeing or experiencing something out of the norm, something worth sharing with us, if you know of any roads that are blocked right now, or they're turning you around, or there's flooding or anything like that, and you want to share it with us, please feel free to do so at 877-975-9825. We'd like to get that information from you. We spoke to Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey. Alachua County, it appears, has done, you know, all things considered, very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Marion County, on the other hand, is going to have some additional challenges, obviously being located closer to where the storm came through. And you've got, rivers that run through there. You've got low-lying areas. So Marion County, they're going to be busy cleaning up in the aftermath there. We're also going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. We'll do that at 9:05. But some of the information I have, this thing left the state and was still had wind speeds of 85 miles an hour. It should not be a threat to any landmass now at this point. Siesta Key was pretty much ground zero last night. when they had measured winds right before landfall of 120 miles an hour. And what seemed to be the more deadly things associated with a storm were tornadoes. And I mean, I don't know if you got a chance to look at any of the, you know, some of the weather radar where they highlight the tornado kind of prone areas, and they're looking at, you know, they, you get a different anomaly on the radar that's not maybe 100%. They can't say that's a tornado,
right?
But a pretty good indication that, yeah, there very well could be a tornado. And then they, of course, they had plenty of eyewitness accounts. They had stuff on video. There were 36 reports of tornadoes. We know in many areas they were deadly. Hurricane Milton spawned more than a dozen tornadoes. This story out of Fort Pierce, Florida. Many of that touched down before the Category 3 storm even made landfall in Florida. That's true. St. Lucie County authorities say there are multiple fatalities after a tornado outbreak in the area. Sheriff Keith Pearson said the people killed were at the Spanish Lakes Country Club, a senior retirement community. It was initially unclear how many people died or how many others had been hurt. Search and rescue efforts were underway starting as early as Wednesday night, and they will still continue to, you know, work that whole scene. A tornado even damaged a garage that houses emergency vehicles for the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. You heard the Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith refer to that earlier this morning when we touched base with him around 7:35. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said last night at least 19 tornadoes had been confirmed in Florida. And this was, like I said, even before Milton made landfall. And apparently there were more than 115 tornado warnings issued across Florida.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is quite a bit. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's talk to Nostradamus. What are your thoughts? What did you see?
Hey, Bob, good morning. Like you said earlier, we really dodged a bullet up here. That storm went south. The first GFS, well, the last GFS model I saw, I think it was on Monday, showed it coming in at Crystal River. So if it would have came in and heading toward Jacksonville, so we'd have got hammered really bad. But I'm glad we dodged a bullet. I didn't even lose power this time. In Helene, I lost power for about 5 days. But I used to own property. I owned three properties down in Port St. Lucie back in the early 80s, and I sold them in 2003 or 2000 or somewhere around there. But anyway, St. Lucie County, they got hammered. There were several deaths in that county, if I'm not mistaken, from tornadoes. This thing, they lucked out in Tampa from the storm surge and everything, but they got hammered down south. And all the way across the state, it was still a Cat 1 when it left Florida. So, you know, they got hammered down there. I feel bad for those folks down there. And the tornadoes, you were talking about that massive tornado, that wedge tornado. I saw that video of that. Crazy. You don't see those in Florida.
No, and, you know, you generally don't. Yeah, St. Lucie County, as I was talking about, yes, multiple fatalities at a retirement community there. And their garage that houses the emergency vehicles got pretty much trashed. The sheriff's office impacted.
That thing was mangled. That was amazing.
The one you're talking about, Hendry County, Clewiston, the one that there was video of, it was actually New York Post.
Yeah.
Posted that video.
They? Wow.
I've never seen anything even close to that in Florida. So, yeah, there was
just shows you the impact of that wind can have. Don't, man, there's a reason you get out of the way.
Well, and that's the thing, you know. You look at the old cone of uncertainty, and you're there, and it hasn't even made landfall yet, and you're like, hey, why is everybody, you know, so anxious and overreacting? We got time. But that tornadic activity far preceded the storm, and in areas where, well, we got so used to calling the northeast quadrant of a storm the dirty side.
Yeah, right.
And then we realized this one, it was really the south end. Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up, Senator Rick Scott's going to join us right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Debbie.
Where it came in Steen had you with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Ben Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
I mean, it made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Now Milton.
It's a monster.
Storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Still a Category 5. It just strengthened again.
And it's not over.
Here we go again.
Keeping you on top of every storm.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
We appreciate the storm information.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.
8:46. Good morning. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Milton, the cleanup, the aftermath, and more details as some folks are digging themselves out. Joining us right now, though, Senator Rick Scott on the line. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Great. How are you doing? Yeah, we got to do everything we can to keep everybody safe. You know, this is a massive storm. We had storm surge, we had rain, we have flooding, we have wind, we have tornadoes. What's massive about this is the loss of life out of with these tornadoes, which is horrible. So I want everybody to stay safe. We're doing the search and rescue teams are going in to make sure everybody's safe. I know our sheriffs, our police departments, our fire and rescue have saved people all night. But now we got to get in there and make sure everybody's safe. And you've got to do your part. Don't touch down power lines. Don't drive in sandy water. Watch out for downed trees. Watch out for trees that might fall. We are saturated right now. Don't use a generator the wrong way. If you don't know how to use it, don't use it. Don't use a power saw if you don't know how to use one. So don't lose your life after you survive this storm.
I sacrificed for the good of all this morning on my way to work, Senator. I stopped on a what is a major thoroughfare to get into Gainesville from Clay County, and I stopped and I had my chainsaw with me, and I took a very large tree that was blocking the roadway because people were not going to see it. It was pitch black out there, and so I know you don't recommend that, but I was very safe, very efficient, very quick on it, and hopefully I saved some people, you know, from getting into a wreck there. But I also want to say that in general, in our listening area, Alachua County and some of the surrounding counties, we did very well. Marion County got hit a little bit harder. I also wanted to know what the status was, say, around Naples, Collier County, where you call home.
Well, I don't know. We had to evacuate. I know about 30% of the counties without power. I know Lee County got hit way worse. I don't know how my house is now, so we'll find out, and hopefully in a little while. So if we can go back, you know, we all have to listen to law enforcement tell us when we can go back. But what really got screamed was where these tornadoes killed these people in St. Lucie County, the storm surge up in Manatee and Sarasota, and then we got this massive flooding in places like Orlando. So. I just hope everybody, my biggest concern is stay alive. We can rebuild everything. Just stay alive.
You know, when you were governor, I saw things change for the better when it came to emergency response. And if I'm being fair, I have to say that, you know, Governor DeSantis kind of took that ball and ran it even further. And I would say we have some of the best emergency response of any state in the union. Now, if we could get, you know, a President Trump, if, you know, if we have somebody representing like you in the Senate, and maybe there's a role also for, you know, Governor DeSantis for, you know, like a Homeland Security thing or whatever, because don't you think we need to replicate the kind of things we do here in Florida, replicate that on the federal level, like with FEMA?
I think what happened in Florida, starting with Andrew back in 92, we really upped our game. With regard to emergency response, I think we got the best in the country. We got a great National Guard. We've got great county emergency management teams, state emergency management teams, and everybody coordinates their efforts and works really well together. We need to do the same thing with the federal government. Now, the federal government is generally a payer. They don't, like FEMA doesn't have emergency response teams and things like that. They're generally a payer. What we've got to do at the federal level is make sure they have all the resources they need. And the president makes a quick decision, Homeland Security, they make quick decisions to help us. So I'm talking to FEMA every day. I've been working with SBA. I talked to the president on Friday when I met with him up at Keaton Beach to say we got to have a block grant for our farmers from the Department of Agriculture, which Vilsack, the Secretary of our Ag, won't do. It doesn't make any sense. He can, just has not decided to do it. We got to get the money out faster. We've got to make sure people sign up. FEMA, you've got to sign up through FEMA for the federal support. So FEMA needs to get out there, get in the field quickly to make sure people can sign up. I know everybody that signed up under Debbie or Helene has already signed up, is my understanding, for this storm. But there will be more people impacted. So you've got to register through FEMA. I will make sure I can help you. We've got 9 offices in the state. We're open. We're going to be working to make sure you get all the federal resources they need, and we make sure the federal government is funded to provide the resources.
And to address that issue, wasn't there just an allotment set aside for FEMA recently at the federal level?
All they did was, in the continuing resolution, they didn't add more resources. They allowed them to spend the resources up. But as Secretary Mayorkas said, FEMA is running out of money. I will do everything I can. I know everybody I've talked to in Congress will do everything it can to make sure FEMA is fully funded. The SBA does not have the money to do the loan program right now, but I'm going to work hard to make sure they have that money to do. They do loans to rebuild your house and rebuild your business. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that happens also.
Senator, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for connecting with us and sharing excellent information. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
We will. Thank you. Stay safe. Senator Rick Scott on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:23, and it sounds like, hey, there are no excuses. We're pushing forward. Yep. We're going to get FEMA squared away. I guess I never realize this, and you correct me if I'm on the wrong, mm-hmm. caught this the wrong way, Greg. So FEMA, in many ways, sort of acts as a general contractor, for lack of a better term, and then they're looking for subcontractors in areas to do certain duties, certain things that FEMA will write the check for,
right.
But it's not actually FEMA people per se in a lot of these cases doing the work.
That seems to be the way that he described it. Yeah, I think so. You know, something that you just kind of don't think about, you know, he's talking about he had to evacuate, and they can't go back until law enforcement let him in either. We've got a lot of our state leadership probably in the same boat, if you will, that all the other residents are. And, you know, depending on where you live in the Naples area, you live in a coastal city, you're dealing with it just like everybody else. Talking with one of the representatives yesterday from regarding Blaze and Golia. And, you know, he's down that direction.
That's his district, yeah.
And he was expecting to be hit. So we have not had a chance to follow up with him today, but hopefully they're doing fine, too.
Well, you know, the question I asked him was, look, with this level of success that we have achieved and attained here in the state of Florida, and, you know, several governors get credit for, one of them being when Rick Scott was, and certainly Governor DeSantis really upped the game. And, you know, my idea was, hey, can't you kind of replicate what Florida does, you know, at the federal level? And that's when the senator explained that, well, you know, they're sort of a payer, not the doer, so to speak.
Right.
So you've kind of added this layer, and no offense to my friends that might be contractors, but, you know, they're overseeing it, and they have a role. But if you know that Florida's got they got it going on, why wouldn't you just sort of bypass FEMA in some ways, get that money directly to the state of Florida, and let them then get these certain projects done because of our track record and getting things done? That might be a much more efficient use of whatever funds that are utilized. I'm thinking out loud here.
Or do you need someone like FEMA who understands the issues and who needs to do what with the money versus just the government? Where does that really come from? It has to come from somewhere or some agency, because that's how it's distributed at the federal level.
Right. But I'm just saying, you know, FEMA's role could be, let's say, limited to say, okay, this is going into your state emergency fund. Specifically, these funds are earmarked for uses related to this federal disaster.
Right.
But then the actual state of Florida implements it because, look, we've got our own Department of Transportation. You know what I mean?
Right.
We've got Some people that are already employees.
Right.
So you won't have to sub out as much of the work.
Right.
Per se. And because FEMA's not like, you know, they don't come, you know, jogging out
right.
in uniforms like a big platoon. We're here from FEMA.
Right. Well, or you look at within our state, how much the ag commissioner, I mean, things that people don't even think about that his department has to handle in this state.
Like getting gasoline to area gas
exactly.
stations.
Yep.
That's under the the ag department in Florida.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, the 9 o'clock stretch is coming up, and so is Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. We are going to speak to her in just a few moments. So stick around, all right? Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe and you're in. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Milton, the hurricane, is gone.